90 Day Fiancé. The Other Way.
A Rainy Day Podcast.
What is up, fam?
Hello.
Welcome back. I'm Nick.
I'm Christy.
And we are a married couple that tends to aggressively discuss 90 Day Fiancé.
Assertively.
Yes. And if that triggers you,
okay.
See ya.
Thank you for listening. I cannot believe anyone listens to us, but thank you.
I swear.
This is my favorite night.
I swear to let me talk to you for a second. I need you to come here and talk to my fist real quick, because you're a child. But I pinky promised my wife that I wouldn't kick your ass.
Oh man, I don't like violence, but.
All I wanted to see was literally lift him up by his jaw and slam him and break the drywall.
Kick his GD ass. He doesn't need to make him bleed or anything, but just scare the living.
Nah, just lift him up by his jaw to the wall. That's all I wanted to see.
He deserves it.
Oh, for sure.
I'm surprised Mama didn't do it.
Oh, my God.
Can you?
Well, what about when he sees the video of him talking to his wife like that? Or his daughter.
His daughter. Yeah. I mean, this is what I said to Nick when we were watching it. Like, I cannot wait for the tell-all. Because you know they're going to be on
there.
And
yeah.
Sean R. is going to say, so.
How'd you feel when you watched that?
Mr. Kalani. How was this?
How was this for you? It's a strike and a match.
But, okay, so I saw this thing on an Instagram today, which was Kalani, the sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like in this like silly pose on like a massage table, like kind of like ooh, and then she's like the sheet was kind of like draping off, and then she said it was something like, too bad they don't show you the good stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think that alluded to something good happened and we just didn't see it.
Oh.
I read into it what I wanted to read into.
Okay.
It, and it brought me joy.
All right, well,
also,
anything
she's
else
gorge, but
anything else on the HEA corner?
I mean, besides Colty and his mother's.
So, you mean Colty and his main chick?
The main wife?
The main wife, Debbie, and then his side chick, whatever her name is.
Doesn't matter. She's the side chick, because yeah. Debbie is all that matters in
Debbie's
our lives.
The main bitch.
Debbie, listen. Okay, I have a son, and I'm not going to lie. If Nick wasn't around...
She would ruin that kid.
And I was just me and Theo. There's a good chance...
He would be a weird.
He'd be living
killer.
At home. Well, and that's the thing. That's the risk you run. Like, you don't want him to be a serial killer. So I'd have to have a lot of influence outside. Okay.
Let's keep moving. And shout out to Lauren on Instagram, who gave us a little DM. And she's a kitten, lover of kittens. And she was binging some of our back episodes and loved it. And
Thank
she was
you.
Giving us some love. She has 78 episodes to indulge herself in. That's how many episodes we've done. This is
I thought you were going to say 78 cats because she likes kittens, and I was going to say that's too many.
That's
kittens.
Way too many kittens.
But I do like kittens. But 78, like
it's
who
a lot
wants
episodes.
To listen to that much of us except us?
No, I don't want to. Listen
I don't.
To our back
I mean,
stuff
I don't actually. I don't listen to these because I know that I sound like a dum dum. But I like to listen to you talk like in real life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not listening to these. No, because I embarrass myself. I'm
well,
certain.
I get it.
Because
if
I
like
no,
people.
Like, shield. Like, this is just.
If I like people, I would listen to their back episodes. I think they're funny.
Yeah. But. I don't know. The earlier ones, forgive
some,
me.
Yeah, you know.
I've come a long way. Okay.
Me.
I've grown.
Anyway,
I've learned.
All right. And. Thank you, Betsy.
Thank you,
for,
Betsy.
For doing the Lord's work and finding us some news to talk about. Here in the opening. All right, so we got Soap Dirt says that Tom and Emma.
Who's Emma?
His sister.
Oh, okay.
Will show up on Pillow Talk.
I don't care. I don't want them. No.
Really?
I'm not interested.
You don't want a little British accent?
Nope. Not if it's Tom and Emma. I mean, Emma's fine, but Tom?
You're a hippie hater. All right.
What? I don't understand that choice. Like, honestly.
They're fans. People like them.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay. Emma's fine, but Tom?
Emma doesn't come by herself. No, she comes with Tom.
No, I know, but Tom, he's just a hanger-oner. He needs to
No, I think Tom has.
Be grateful for Darcy.
Wait, are you grateful for any of your exes that made you just look like a jerk on TV?
No one made me look like anything on TV.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Made me,
he's not going to be grateful for her. Yes, I get it. He should be grateful for her, but like.
Thank you.
That's not like.
I just think he's.
His butt.
A butt face.
And frauded by TLC said that she hinted at a spinoff of Americans doing long-distance relationships with people in the Caribbean.
Wait, does this have to do with Tom?
No, this is the next one because you were just shitting on Tom and I don't hear about it.
Why are you a Tom lover?
I'm not a Tom lover, but I just don't like it when you go over the top on people.
What?
What? Anyway, so yeah, a 90-day spinoff about people in relationships with...
Specific to the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not really sure. I think they're just grasping at straws here. Okay. People in the Caribbean are a little spicy, you know. Same thing with people who love British accents. Some people love the Caribbean, you know.
Yeah, but you could do the same thing of like men that love women from Brazil or South America.
Or Ukrainian or internet site
anywhere.
People.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
And she also hinted at a 90-day fiance game show.
Which what? Could I wait?
When I was what? Not working for like when not working and taking care of the O and doing the podcast and I had a ton of time to prepare for it, I was thinking about doing game show for like someone who'd call in and
listen,
Christy, like a Jeopardy style thing.
I'm a child of the 80s, so you know, being home sick from school and you watch The Price is Right,
that's a
come on down. If there was, like, just hang on. I didn't know about this talk show or, sorry, game show. If you could just, like, try to get on it, would you try to get on it?
A 90-day fiancé game show?
Yeah. Why are you hesitating?
No, I don't think so. I would. Really? Like, I don't.
I would in a second.
If we were more popular, if we were, like.
I don't care if we're popular.
If more people listen to us and, like, would, like.
No, care. It's not about that. It's, like, we know things.
I don't know things.
We watched the show. I've watched it since day one.
Listen, I think you pay more attention than me, so I just know like a little bit.
If there is a game show, I don't care. I'm not talking about the podcast. I'm talking about me, Chrissy, going on a game show. I assume there's money.
I don't know. I don't know enough. I know a little, but I wouldn't be able to tell people's names.
I would. Is there money to win?
Why?
I'm very competitive too. I love this idea.
Anyway, next. Okay. Molly wants to host a special where her and Cynthia would help 90 Fiancé cast members find their perfect bras.
I'm in.
Namely, Kehlani, Darcy, Tanya, and Paola.
I need to...
All people with giant boobs.
Okay. I did go to Molly's website to look at their bras. And I contemplated. There's like a virtual fitting you can do, but it's... expensive.
It's funny, like there's a lot of people trying to solve this bra.
It's a problem.
Fitter problem, but like mobily and like all sorts of ways. Like,
yeah,
I personally don't.
Of course, you don't understand. Think,
no, I don't. No, whoa, you're cutting me off.
Oh,
technology-wise, I don't think that you could actually properly fit a bra just by some taking a picture. Or I don't even know what they would do.
Okay. Interesting.
But okay. I don't have boobs, so
yeah. Okay. Anyway,
Ricky. Is in the gym. He's hit his 200-pound goal, which he's very proud of.
Okay.
That's it. That's all. Lauren.
See, you know all these people, Nick. We could win a
I
game
show. I do know
show.
Him, but I don't really know him.
Nobody's business.
He was just a weirdo that, like, had two chicks.
He had...
A backup.
A backup poor woman that thought the ring was for her, but it was for no one.
Anyway, Lauren, who's a new mommy, has a new endeavor, Mommy and Me by Lauren B., which is a box for mom and baby. Each item is personally picked by her. And you can sign up on a waiting list to be delivered.
How old does the baby have to be? Can he be 2.5?
Well, I don't know. That's a little old. I don't think. No. I think it's for like...
babies.
I don't know. I didn't read the story, so I can't tell you for sure.
I would buy it in a second. Are you kidding me? And you love Alexi more than anything. He's your
Alexi
spirit animal.
Alexi has nothing to do with this. This is all Lauren.
I know, but you love him, so don't you want to support her? If you love Alex, you'll support
Not exactly.
Her.
I'm not trying to...
So we should buy whatever this is.
And that's the news.
I'm serious. I didn't know about this.
Let's get into it.
All right. Are we doing songs again?
Yeah, we're doing songs. Okay, now, so listen. I'm going to play a song, and some of these songs, I have backups. I'm not going to play the backups like I did last time, But you'll tell me if you want to hear the backups or not.
If I can't guess it, I'll ask.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, Jenny and Submit.
Okay. Good. Because I don't hear much more of that. yeah.
Because they're with Nareej, Submit's friend.
Yep.
And rolling down the boat.
Rolling on a boat. I'm on a boat. I should have played that. It's an SNL skit.
You should have.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker.
So, Jenny.
Submit's a very tiny man.
He's a little peanut butter. But like, he...
Or either Nareej is just a giant.
No, or Jenny's giant. No, Submit's small. Remember when he was walking under the tree, Jenny's like, good thing you're not tall. You're
yeah, but then
tree.
When you set him, when you put him next to Nareej, he's like, both of them are like...
Yeah. Anyway. It's been a week since Submit promised to take Jenny to show her the divorce papers.
See them papers.
With the lawyer. Listen, I just want to say this. It's been a week. And she's not constantly asking.
Well, she's not
about
you.
It. But I mean.
She's not you.
You? Listen. Don't say she's not me. Because I wouldn't be back if you were married. And I. Okay. So let's just stop right there. As much as I love them, she's way more willing to forgive than me. At this point, you don't go anywhere.
Come on, we already
until
laid
you
this
see
out.
The paper.
We already laid this out like what? The first time. They already talked about this. The sister talked about her daughters.
Yeah, but she's it's been a
she's
week.
She's already there. Like she's not leaving. And
she says she will.
Of course, she says a lot of things. All right, so they get into the
oh,
boat.
Oh boy.
I paddle want, pontoon. Never
I
seen
want
one before.
One.
It's like a
whose
makeshift.
Damn idea was this?
That looks like fun.
It's like a bike.
You're also going through a divorce, yeah. Right?
I am, yes.
And so, how's that going?
Yeah, how is the divorce
this
going?
Well, it's been 4 years.
Huh?
I am trying to get the trade.
Huh?
4 years.
4 years?
What do you mean you can't hear that, Jenny? Yeah, he said 4 years.
Why 4 years?
She's asking a lot of money, and we are fighting with each other in court. So that's why it's taking too much.
All right, so I want to talk about the, just, so you decided, and we don't live in India, so let's pause again. I'm going to try to be more culturally sensitive.
Please.
With the words that come out of my mouth about other cultures, because my wife.
I learned, I got in trouble because I was being insensitive in the beginning.
Yeah, okay.
That's I thought women's rights everywhere, but no, let's be culturally sensitive.
It's very hard for me to be culturally sensitive.
I know.
So I'm going to try to make an effort.
It's a good thing to do.
So please forgive me as I...
I'm scared. What are you going to say?
Bottle my cultural sensitivity. Anyway, the idea of paying some... like, so you're in a marriage you don't like, right? And now you have a wedding, and now you...
I think it's about, like, the dad of the woman. This is just a guess.
Wanting a
like
refund?
Paying $100,000 and maybe just wanting 10 grand back. I think their weddings
are
pretty
off,
extravagant.
But yeah, okay. If I paid $100,000, what...
Like, and also, like, this was, like, the, like... I don't know. It's a different culture. And even though, like, even with that, like...
So they saved up their whole life to give their...
I think
children
it's,
a wedding?
I'm
daughter.
Not going to answer like I know.
I couldn't imagine that. If like
I've just seen pictures of the weddings
that
and
seems
it's
silly.
Amazing. They're beautiful. But yeah, so he's
yeah, I could see how the culture's
been
tied up
going
in
through
that.
A divorce for 4 years. But they're in a fight about money. That's the thing. Like they're in court about money.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they have children. Who knows? We don't know the details.
All right,
I do want to say something.
Well, good.
Because before this, she's like, so... Like, wasn't it weird for you? Like, we hung out a lot because this was the one friend that, like, hung out with them.
Yeah.
And you knew he was married. So, like, do you feel bad about that?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
This is, like, literally,
I mean, here's the deal. I would ask the same question,
yeah.
But I wouldn't expect your
you wouldn't
best
expect
friend
hell.
To tell me.
Oh, my God.
Hell no.
There's, okay, so.
But here's what.
I speak for the 12% of men that listen to this podcast because we have 80% women that listen to this thing.
I would say probably more, but no, maybe not. Okay.
Anyway, there's no way. There's no way any dude is breaking guy code when he...
There is if... Okay, this is going to sound really bad, but I think there are some men that would because they would want to hump the lady.
That's... What? Then you're not my friend.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying that. Like, people pretend all the time.
But I care about you more, so I really need to tell you
I
that
I need to tell you this, and then they hump. Yeah. The fuck? Guaranteed like,
that happens. That is a roll of dice sevens. That's not happening.
It happens. Mm-mm. It's not happening in this situation, but it happens. But here's what he says. Like, and this was what you can't argue with this. He's like, I didn't tell you because I knew he loved you and I didn't want to like, and he was really
props
sweet.
To
he
him.
Was like,
that's a fire answer. Like that's
yeah,
literally
a great answer. And I
best
believed him,
answer you could ever come
I believed
up with.
Him because he's I like, didn't. He really loves you.
I think
you don't
just,
think.
No, I think he knew that question was coming and he got a really good answer ready.
But even then he's like, I'm really glad that you came back.
Okay.
So there's no possibility that yours could end up taking 4 years also?
No.
I need to see the paperwork. I mean, until I see that paperwork that you're actually getting a divorce, I'm going to be very worried. I think it's very important to go as soon as possible, not when we get the time.
Okay.
Let's just go get the paperwork.
All right.
Don't I seem crazy for coming back to India
before
I see paperwork for the divorce?
No, she's right.
See, he's a good friend.
Yeah, I
and
know
she deserves to see all the paperwork. So you gotta promise me that you're gonna take her tomorrow to the lawyer.
Naresh is a good. He's a good actor.
No, he's not.
He's good. He seems like a good person.
I think he seems like a good dude. I don't think he's acting. He like held his shit together for his friend. Can you imagine going over to their house and like having drinks with them? You're going over to your buddy's house with this lady and you know he's married to somebody else.
Well, you know there's cameras in this whole thing. And this
no, there wasn't cameras.
I know, sometimes there weren't cameras.
But we weren't there when they were like having just, oh, you're over for dinner. It just has to weigh on your heart.
Oh, for sure. But it's your buddy, so. I've held secrets like that
I know,
before.
But you know what I would do? I would take him into the bathroom or her in the bathroom
what?
And be like, what are you doing?
You would really rat your friend out?
No, I would take my friend in the bathroom.
Oh, but they've already had that conversation.
I would have it again.
No. Anyway, what else we got here? No, that's it. We good?
Yep.
Scenes from the next.
I need to find out for myself that he's actually filed for this divorce. Does it take many years?
They're in the lawyer.
2 and 5 years.
2 and 5 years.
Maybe more.
Yeah. So, the brain activity of selecting songs has taken my energy away from making predictions. So I'm not having predictions anymore because it's too hard to find these songs.
I like the songs better.
Let's do it.
Kenneth and Armando. All
right. Yeah. Okay, do you want more songs or no? No.
Nope.
Okay. Cool.
Well, I mean, you can't play another one. Yeah.
Nah, if you want them, I can.
Or do you want to save it for next week?
No, I can't.
It's nice.
Next one.
This.
Well, no. That one was.
That's for him driving.
It was a Toots and the Maytals cover of Country Road.
Okay.
But
this is my note. These are my notes that have hearts all over it because
they're your number one couple now.
They are, but what I have written with all underlines, just when I think I cannot love this couple more. Armando brings out the crafts.
Okay, wait. You're jumping.
Can you even? Oh,
you're
my
jumping.
God.
You're jumping.
God, it's a beautiful apartment.
Kenny is supposed to arrive this evening, so I'm really, really excited to finally see him again. Kenny and I found this apartment online. Since I'm new in town, I don't know how safe it is here or not, so we decided on a gated community.
Oh, look at that patio.
So, Kenny. Armando arrived first and was kind of getting the place ready.
Yeah, it was adorable, number
beautiful.
One.
Beautiful.
Putting away the groceries, getting everything all, like, homey.
Yeah.
And he keeps calling it their home, and he's so excited. And then makes a craft.
Oh,
what a beauty to die for.
They do have
it's
a really nice
amazing
view.
That,
yeah.
Water.
You know, I'm here and to know that he's driving here now. I'm very happy about that.
Me too. I'm excited to see you together.
Today is day 4
Kenny's
of my journey
car.
From Florida to Mexico.
He's so a car dancer like
beyond
me.
Beyond excited. I like
there's
car
only
rides,
one way to drive,
so
and that's
I'm not doing too bad.
While driving.
I've been
for
listening
4 days,
to music,
great.
Talking
yeah,
to truffles.
Pretty, looking pretty good for day 4.
We made it.
Woo. Welcome to Mexico.
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 So, yes. can Armando mix that craft with the
can we talk about the
craft? Mexico and the Florida map and the rope.
No, no, let's you're not doing any justice. Okay, so he okay, true love has no borders.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a Florida like map. And it's beautiful. Like it's like matted and like I don't know if it's matted, but
you
it's,
don't know that. But Christy is
a craft aficionado.
I wouldn't go that far. You like crafts.
I would strive to make something that's nice, but it's like Florida, and then where they are in Mexico, like maps that are like kind of a little bit up, and then this, and then the, like string ties them, and then there's the flags, and then it says, "True love has no borders," and then he frames it, and it is. If you made me something like that, Nick. If you made me a craft.
Come on. I've like you act like I never made you a craft.
Well, have you framed it?
No.
Well,
but I've made you stuff before.
Yeah, you have. All right. Okay.
All right. And what else we got?
Well, okay. Ooh. Oh, did you?
No, I just had to turn my notes yet.
Go ahead. All right. So Kenneth is driving. He's on day 4 of his drive and he's dancing. Mm-hmm. Number one, I am impressed because after day 4, I don't even know if I was going to be dancing. But he talks about how he's never lived more than 20 minutes away from his kids.
Yeah, it's true.
That's hard.
He's kind of used to that.
But he's like, they're adults now, and it's his time to be like to live his life and be happy.
Yeah, he normally is traveling with his family when he's traveling this much, like driving. He's used to being with his family in the car, not by himself.
But God damn it. Armando waiting there, getting the house all ready with the craft. And then we just see, I don't know if you're going to probably do scenes from next, but all I can tell you is I cannot wait for next week. And there will be tears.
Okay.
And joy.
Well, I guess we'll just jump into scene to the next.
Oh, boy. I'm so excited.
I almost feel like I can't breathe. After years of waiting for Kenny to move to Mexico, it's finally happening tonight.
Oh. I've waited for this moment for a very long time. I can't wait to see his face.
So they're gonna learn to live together, what it's like to be gay in Mexico, and a co-parent. It's gonna be interesting.
Can there be more shows with actually people that love each other and are just
good?
Come on,
it's no fun.
This is fun for me.
Anyway, all right.
This brings me more joy than you know. Devin and Jahan. Tell me lies.
Yep.
I'm getting good. Mr. Liarface, I have so much to say.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I said I wouldn't play the songs, but you know, I put too much effort into them.
No, it's good, honey.
All right. So what do we got? Jihoon and Devin. It's the same day, actually, as last time. And they go talk outside. It's raining.
He's so sorry. He was wrong.
You should have known the finances weren't straight when you had to rent the apartment for the month.
True story.
I'm so sorry for everything.
I'm sorry for everything.
Especially lying
to you. Yep, say it
again. Look at her face. You can just tell she's done.
나는 그 배달이라는 아르바이트를 한 거지.
Okay. Nick.
You're cute.
I'm just a bad editor.
Basically, he's saying all the things. I am wrong. You're right. He's really, and he does this every GD time.
Hold on.
He apologizes. He says he's wrong. And then you know what?
Why aren't you working full time when you know you have kids to take care of?
Oh, yeah. He said he wanted to rest. So he would do delivery job so he could rest when he wanted to.
God damn it.
What the fuck?
And she's like, I work 17 hours a day and take care of kids. So she shuts the F up.
And lazy. When I
lazy.
Have money, lazy. Cash, better lazy. Waste the money.
Yeah. He gives his money to his mom.
Only my mom.
Because?
Management, my money.
$3,000. Then why aren't you using that money to help me? If you loved me and the kids, you would have helped.
You're right.
Also, if you were actually a 30-year-old man, you wouldn't need to give your money to your mom to hold so that you don't spend
it. Oh, come on. Give the guy a break.
On,
he has a problem.
What's his problem?
He likes to spend money and he can't manage his shit.
Yeah, he just needs to stop doing that.
Yeah,
it's not like
mental
illness or like an addiction.
You just need to stop drinking or you need to stop
whatever. No, different.
People
have to change. Two children and
a
wife.
It takes time. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, you know, do you know what time is? 9 months while your goddamn girlfriend is pregnant and then your wife.
People
people, yeah, because you know what?
Take time change.
It's and then hard. They lose wives.
That's a true story. If you're not able to change, you will lose your wife.
Quick.
Yep.
He acknowledges every time he makes a mistake.
Yeah,
but he doesn't fix that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's worthless.
I don't think I want to be together anymore after this.
She's so calm.
Oh.
But pissed as
I don't blame her. They should have thought about all this before she got on the plane to come there.
You have to take some responsibility, yep, too, for loading your ass up and flying over there and thinking it was going to be different.
I don't even think money is the sole issue here. Like,
no, it's the
lack of doing anything he says he's going to
do.
Exactly.
I feel like game over.
Sorry, Jigun.
So, Devin.
So appropriate with a Nintendo sound.
It was really good. That was a good.
That was
good.
Cool. Yeah.
So Devin, her mom, and the two kids, they're gonna go stay in a hotel in a neighborhood they can walk around in.
That's all they want. Some
and just
feel
just,
safe.
Just like Devin wants to like do some thinking, which I don't blame.
Yeah.
He's just it. A child, and he's had enough time. His
the
baby
trust
is, like,
has been lost.
At least 6 months old by now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She was pregnant for 9 months. You've had plenty of time. Even his friends are like, you're an embarrassment to Korean men. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a tough one. He needs to get it together.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
The next two.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Actually, no, let's not do that. Let's just see here.
Britney is on.
Yeah.
Oh boy. This is, I have two
Ladies
pages.
And gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
This is it.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Because these people have been fighting since they got there. And
I actually think they might have never had an actual real deep conversation once.
Well,
they actually
it's been
never,
a year.
Yeah. I don't think they've ever talked about anything real.
Right.
Because the drastic difference in their everything.
Expectations, yeah.
Is so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
From what is.
Black and white.
Like
I see them. There's
what?
No way that
zero.
They meet in the middle.
Zero. I have two pages of these guys. Like, every time I'm like.
Yeah,
there is no way.
We got a lot of clips.
Both of them think they are 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good way to start.
All right, let's get to the hotel.
Okay.
We'll start in the hotel.
Oh, so many things.
Yesterday, I'm so jealous for you.
Okay, wait.
Not.
You started
I'm sorry.
Too fast.
Not. I'm sorry. Yesterday, I'm jealous.
However, let me just back up for a second. I'm so sorry.
How do you back up? That was the first thing that happened.
Nope. She's getting ready. She's putting on her eyelashes, and she's talking to the camera about how she's expecting an apology.
Yeah.
So she's done with it. Like, he was just being nonsense-y. He needs to come and apologize. So he rolls up with flowers.
And a bag.
And a
balled up little
like plastic like safe
Target
bag,
yeah.
Tied in a knot. He does not apologize. Just says he's jealous.
Oh, he was jealous for the hugging of the cruise.
Oh. But that had nothing to do with jealous.
No, that's his excuse for his outburst.
You know, hugs are very customary in America, but she is in Jordan now. You got to still respect their culture. But you also got to respect her traditions. It's not just about your way.
She not some.
So I was reading about this today because there are people from Jordan who are like, listen, like Jordan apparently is very liberal as a Muslim country. But obviously, Izan and his family are not.
Clearly.
And so it has nothing to do with Jordan culture. It has to do with his
culture
and his family and what his expectations are and what her expectations are, which are not aligned. Now, we'll get into it.
Okay.
I'll pause.
Slim, yeah.
We must go on my parents. I want to show with him you, babe. You could have to go like this in my family.
Did you bring me something to wear?
Yeah,
oh,
we must have flown.
Hell. Well, your mom can show me when I get there. Let's go.
You want to go like this?
Why not? Oh, she's just got them hanging out. I got the sisters free.
She's got
she's a jacket
everything
on.
About this is not going to be appropriate for the Middle East.
It wasn't
I'll put it on
though,
when we
though.
Get closer to your parents' house
it was,
in the car.
But
okay.
Okay, let's go.
Prior to this, she does an ITM and says, he came crawling back with his tail between his legs. Mm. There was nothing about him.
Yeah, I didn't see him come.
There was no tail.
Oh, he was a little...
No, he said he was jealous. Yeah. He apologized.
Okay.
And then they
but
both
he did come in humbly.
Said,
he didn't come with his tail between his
but
legs.
But I think he was expecting her to apologize.
Exactly. Expectation. So I've said this before on this show. I'll say it again.
Okay.
All the genesis of most arguments between people is an expectation fail. Yeah,
but these guys are about as far as you could possibly be.
Yeah.
They both are very, very certain that they are correct.
Well, I don't, Brittany's not, well, okay.
Yeah, in the car when she's talking about you respect me and we're two cultures and why is your culture better than my culture?
Yazan's doing no bending. She's doing no bending.
Yeah, because they both think they're right.
Well, Yazan expected her to succumb to all the Muslim traditions of this.
But why?
Wait. If you came to America, if someone came to America, you'd expect them to yield to American traditions.
No, not necessarily. If somebody was religious in their ways and didn't agree.
Well,
no,
religion is different.
You should talk about this first. You should know that your lady friend is not Muslim and has never been.
Well,
and is.
She also did not openly talk about this in a mature way. She always just skirted the issue and just changed the subject when it
came
up. Yeah,
I'm saying neither one of them had a real conversation. That's the point. They never actually talked about anything. They just thought each other was cute.
So
they're
in the car. They're in the car.
And decided to bring me to visit his parents. And I'm feeling so nervous.
She should.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
I'm nervous for you.
It's yellow. What does it mean, yellow?
Fuck. Yellow means calm the down.
Together, you're gonna get crazy.
That's right.
No, you don't love me.
No, you don't love me.
You don't do
this stupid yourself. Conversation.
Why the would I change myself? If you're gonna ask me for respect, you also need to respect me.
Babe, it's so wrong.
No, it's not wrong. It might be different, but it's not wrong.
I get her argument if they had this conversation before she went there and he was clear on what her expectations were and his expectations. I'm
not
with her.
Like the type
this
that can put on a good face and hide her mood.
No, I don't want my parents to hate you.
Okay, so stop making me hate them and you, because I'm starting to hate y'all. Oh,
this is before they even met.
Y'all.
Like, not met, but like see them again.
If you got hate in your heart, let it out, sis.
You can't change me and make me be an Arabic person. I'm not an Arabic person. I'm a black person. Maybe you need to go marry one of your cousins.
Just say marry your cousin.
When you suggest it's an incest, it's it's a no.
Just like you said, that's the last time I'm hugging somebody. That's the last time I'm wearing a hijab. Yeah, and a hijab over my damn expensive wig. You owe me $900.
$900?
$900 wig.
Yeah.
And I don't think it ruins the wig, but she's just smashing it underneath that.
But she's like putting down the hard, like, I'm not wearing this again.
That's a
Which
big
you
statement.
Which you don't have to wear that in Jordan. It's like, you don't, but... in his family and his expectations, you do. So, I mean, well, let's be honest. Like, his mom doesn't even want to be on camera. They're very traditional.
Like, really, very, really, really very. Conservative.
So that's his background. Why?
Would you want to marry the most liberal, freaky deaky person in the world?
What is he doing? Because he likes what he likes it, but he doesn't want anybody to know that that's what she's like.
Then she needs to move. He needs to move and give up all of his.
Just need to not be together.
Yeah. All right, so now...
I don't know what she thought.
I'm dying to see how this parents' meeting is going to go.
This is it goes from bad to worse, I'll tell you that.
Yazan's parents were always so welcoming with me in the past, but today I really don't feel like having to discuss the timeline for us getting married.
I blame all of this.
This reminds me of when you...
On the mom.
On the mom?
Mm-hmm. I'll show you. I'll point exactly where.
In Spanish on the phone, and you talking like crap that. About me.
Like, first talking with your dad, and Sunday want to sign paper marriage.
On Sunday?
Parents. Okay, sign the papers on Sunday, talk to the dad, And then we get to, so dad's pushing to get this
Dad,
done like,
no,
soon.
Let's the go. First goddamn thing he says when she sits down is, "So when are you getting married?" Go, 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 go. But when she first walks in, mom is like, "You look beautiful." And then Brittany's like, "You look beautiful." Mm-hmm. And then it's great. Lovely. They sit down. Dad, when you get married. And then he calls her a prostitute. And then,
whoa. Oh, you're skipping ahead. No, not it didn't break loose before. I'll show you exactly where it breaks loose.
Pressure me to get married right away.
When the baby.
In America, you show anything before Islam?
No.
So when you were home, did you expose yourself to any Islam?
Nope. She didn't even try.
Didn't do anything
at all.
She's
not interested in that. Nope. But like, she's not interested.
Okay.
Oh, convert and just change your whole lifestyle. She the twerking queen of Florida. Like, come on, man.
Not a baby.
Sorry. That was really funny.
Okay. So okay. He's like, so then Izan says, do we have to walk you like a baby?
No, I'm not.
He's like, baby.
He's like, I'm not your baby.
Yeah.
And then mom pops up and says, hey, this is how mom fucked the whole thing up. I'm telling you, I say it right now. She took it to, it was a level 2, maybe 3 conversation. She took it to 7, 8, 9, 10.
She was real pissed, yeah.
Quick.
Yeah. Mom is not playing games.
I'm a baby.
I'm a baby.
Yeah.
And she says, no, you say no.
You cannot talk to him like that.
You can't say no. You can't talk to my son like that. You say, if he says you're a baby, you say, okay, I'm a baby.
And them's fighting words.
Get the fuck out of here. No way.
A lot of women.
Say no.
You don't say no.
To the husband.
My daddy said, if you want to marriage and to be with Yazan, you must to respect Yazan and to be Muslim and to change yourself.
Fine, yeah. If that's what you want.
Y'all don't respect Brittany.
Or his mom's
bitch. What did you say? Sorry.
If that's what you want, but like, clearly this woman is not... that's not gonna be the life she wants.
Fuck no.
And the dad's like, we'll take care of you. Come on, just
take care of
all your, yeah. He said, he's like, take all your stuff off the social media.
Yeah, no social media,
and
no
then
nothing.
We'll take care of you, like real creepy deep. But that is, I am 100% sure what a lot of people might think is great. Not Brittany.
Nope.
She did not get to know this man.
Okay.
At all. Now,
what?
Question.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Oh, okay.
I took all that bullshit off.
What do you think is more likely? That he pretended to be real, like, cool with her ways and, like, I'm not going to be controlling. I'm not going to do that. Okay. Or was she more likely to have pretended to be willing to be more submissive?
The latter. Like, no, there's no way she pretended to be submissive.
Yeah.
I think he just was like, oh, I'm not going to pay attention
to
it.
Not going to push it.
Yeah.
And then that's why I agree with you, because she was like, you're different. Like, you're acting different.
Yeah, exactly. Because when he's in his home turf, he's like, you can't do that over here. This is that.
Yeah. Night. But then you know what she should do is, like, recognize it. Stop fighting it. You're not going to change his opinion.
No.
After fight one, you should have known. After he freaked out at the airport. You're on such different pages.
Yeah. This is like red flag, red flag, red flag. But, okay, let me see where we're at.
Scaring me, and you can't even see her face.
Yeah, mom's getting
scared. But she doesn't even understand what they're saying.
Girl,
that was really sad.
This is bad. You better get out. Run. Just run.
Look, I'm sorry that I'm not good enough for Yazan. Like, run. I don't get it. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is a disaster.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was sad. I don't like her, but I feel bad for her in this. Like, there's a tear, like, rolling down her face. Like, imagine, yeah. Like, you're sitting there.
And they're talking all this, like, just
around
you.
Your man is, like,
you.
To you being disrespectful.
Right. And then this
and the
lady's
mom
just
is
in
like
your
standing
face.
Up. And this is a submissive lady from probably what she's always seen and nice and kind.
Yeah, it's supposed to be easy. Yeah, that's
don't
true.
Piss her off.
She's supposed to converse. She's supposed to be really moderate and conservative. Not even moderate. She's supposed to be conservative, and she's in your face, pointing, saying, "You don't talk to my son," and saying no.
Which I mean, I mean, if you're a mom, you're gonna do that. If you want to, maybe you would. Even if you're, I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, so she's mom's but, like, it's been a year. I want kids.
Jesus, he's 27. He's what?
Come on, go marry one of your cousins.
What? Okay, Nick.
Is that?
But anyway, I understand Brittany. Like, she's like, I don't, like, let's remember, we could read the subtitles. She has no idea what people are yelling.
True. That's true.
And she's just like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. So she's going down the stairs. And then...
She didn't understand the prostitute thing.
No. But now, I mean...
Yeah.
But I will just give this half a point to Dad. When she rolls out, she's run. He tells Izan, go after
her.
Go
get her.
Yeah. Go after her. So... Or no, he said, go check on her. Like, it wasn't like, go get her. It was like, go check on her. Like, he was concerned. Like,
yeah.
Okay. So, that was cool.
Okay.
I'll give him that.
I think that's it.
But that was a disaster on epic proportion.
Epic. Epic disaster. Seems to be next.
I kept telling you on the phone my dad can't come till January.
Dad, you know that.
How was I supposed to know that? Your parents again. I'm done.
Well, that's another thing
that's
that will
not gonna work.
Never work.
It's not gonna
work. And also, let's remember, she's still married.
Technically.
He doesn't know that.
Yeah.
So maybe let's just go home and not, like, let's not broach that while you're there. I think you should just go home.
I think she should just break up.
She just needs to go home. Yeah.
All right, next.
Oh boy. Dancing.
Woo! George Jefferson? Tell me, please tell me you watched this.
Of course I did. Things don't fry in the kitchen. The dry cleaning establishment.
Hell yeah, man. That song brings back so many memories.
Yeah. Benjamin Ariola.
Yes.
Not Ariola. That's what I always call her. But I'm so sorry.
All right. So we got Mama.
First morning there. Mommy's there. Janice.
Janice gets out of the cab and is like, yo, it's a little much out here.
No, before
in the
that.
Streets.
No, before that. First scene. Binyam making the bed. And he's like, oh, we have to make the bed. And she's like,
that's true.
I can't help because I don't know how to make a bed. I have a clip. I have a screenshot of this and that is what is going to be on her Instagram.
She
infuriating to me. You don't know how to make a GD bed? Get out of here. Mm. I can't do anything for myself.
She knows how to make a bed. She lived on her own before. You have to be... how often do you make your bed? Like, not now, because I live with you, but like before.
Never. I mean, like, if company was coming over.
So you don't make your bed in the morning?
No.
Not now, I'm talking before we met.
No. Why would... When I lived alone? Hell no. I only sleep, I don't have like a flat sheet. I have just a duvet with the down comforter.
Please not, let's bring our sleeping, because I will really talk if we talk about sleeping habits.
Okay.
Because I get a sliver of the bed. I'm telling you, a sliver. Okay. And even when I do have my sliver and I'm not, there's nobody touching me, she finds a way to touch me. All I want
to
do is sleep.
I like to snuggle.
And not be touched.
Okay. Unless it's warm and then don't touch me. But... Anyway, and sometimes it's just my feet that are cold, so...
That's even worse. What if you have cold-ass feet on me?
Yeah, I know. But anyway, no. Did you make your bed before
I did.
You lived alone?
I did.
That's weird.
Not all the time, but I did a lot.
Why?
It's a good habit again, too.
Oh. Okay.
But I don't know, because you're in it.
Okay.
All right. Let's start out.
Walking into Binion's apartment... I'm having chest pain. I'm a mess right now. I'm not a snob. Yeah. I just come from a totally different culture.
Yes.
I've been in place.
Yes, you are. Okay. So walking up to the apartment, it's a lot of
bumps and
boulders. Not exactly a pathway.
There's no path. Yeah. I will say this. When mom gets out of the cab or whatever, she like has this water and daughter's like, oh, did you go? And she's like, yeah, I walked around. And
I found some of the things you told me to look for.
Yeah. And I like that she's like, I'm going to go out on my own.
Which is important. She needs to understand what the surroundings are for
her
daughter.
I like that. I like that.
She's,
so I said, walk to door is kind of rough.
She has a task while she's there and she's actually.
Yeah. Mom is no BS.
She's serious.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
That are poor. The people are nice. But the fact is that the conditions here, not safe for a baby.
My idea is building our house.
You say building the house?
No, it's not building, like painting, like be patient for just 1 week.
Okay. Perfect time to stop. So they're in this apartment right now that is apparently just temporary while he is building, I'll say that in quotes, getting ready their
new dwelling.
Home, their home, home. And he says, it'll be ready in about a week. That's what he starts with. Okay. We haven't seen anything. So, okay. Hold that. Just hold that. Should be ready in about a week. Okay.
Okay.
In that bathroom, it makes you don't even want to poop.
The shower, we can remove the tanker, and then
the tank is for the bathroom?
What is that barrel for?
Water.
That's what he just said. That's how you shower. You fill it.
I couldn't shower. I only could wash my butt last night.
I mean, I don't know that it's as bad as Ed's situation with the rat and in the shower.
True.
This is the kitchen.
This is the kitchen?
Yeah.
Lord, it's just getting worse.
Can you use
this is
and
the
how do you clean this tank?
Current.
We clean it by special leaves.
Leaves?
Clean it with leaves.
To kill germs.
Yeah.
People who live like that don't get sick so fast because you know how to live with germs.
Here does not fail forever. I have another apartment.
Binyam has a lot of work to do to fix this.
Another apartment, Binyam.
There's another apartment. Here's the thing. Ari has been
She's been to Ethiopia. Yeah.
Number one,
she knows what to expect.
She should know what to expect. Number two, she should...
Oh, wait. Pause the conversation there. Mm-hmm. So she can know what to expect, but Binyam only has certain financial means and ability to acquire such dwellings.
I think he did an amazing job. He has two dwellings.
Yeah. So
I'm saying her expectations need to be in line with the reality of the situation and where she's moving to. And she needs to properly prepare her mother, who obviously
she was not prepared. Yeah, she should know that she's not going into
Ethiopian
royalty and, or wherever she was. I don't know.
God damn it. Binyam is trying
so hard. So hard.
And his face is like defeated. He just wants to make her happy. And he's trying so hard.
All he wants is attaboy,
something.
Pat on the back.
And then when he was like, I thought, like when they go to the other apartment, he just was like,
yeah,
I
have no clips for the other apartment, so we can just talk about it.
The other apartment.
When
was...
I saw it, I think I was just showing all my teeth the whole time. I was like, oh my God.
It has bones. It has bones, okay? You know what?
I'll give it that.
So first, remember, he said, it's going to be a week. And then you see it, and then you're like, holy fuck.
I don't even think if that existed here with all of my friends, I could make that into anything in two weeks.
So then he says, it'll take about 2 weeks. And she's like, 2 weeks? And he's like, what, is that too long? And like, that is when my heart ripped out of my chest. Because that was the sad, like, he just wants to please her and make her happy because she is having his child. Mm-hmm. He loves her.
Yeah.
And he, for... like, I am certain that, like, he's going above and beyond what he's probably been able to do.
Right. He spread himself thin. Anyway, so let's talk about this new apartment.
All right.
So.
There's exposed wires.
It looks a little, like, I think they have to walk up a couple flights to get there.
That's fine. It's just a construction zone. Like, I think.
It's totally a construction
I think
zone.
The apartment is probably.
It could be.
It's two bedrooms. There's a baby room, which it does have exposed.
It's going to take a mine.
Mom's
it sounds
like
a little bit.
You got to get an electrician in here.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to say this. If I was to have to choose between the man that cares more, Jihoon or Binyam.
Oh, for sure. 1,000%.
Yeah. Jihoon is just good at apologizing.
He's good? I don't know if he's good.
Yeah, he's good at apologizing.
He's good at lying.
He's good at apologizing. He's good at taking responsibility in words.
If you were good at apologizing, people would believe you.
No, he apologizes.
Well.
Yeah. He says things. His words are fine. His actions are shit.
Okay.
But the bathroom is smelly because the toilet doesn't flush.
Right.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it doesn't work. You need a plumber and an electrician.
He's
and
just
a drywaller and... Yeah, he's got so much to do.
So mom wants him to stay at a
hotel.
There's
no refrigerator, by the way, which is something that we take it for, like, advantage, or what is it, the word? We
for
take
granted.
For granted, yeah. And, they don't refrigerate things over there, which.
Mm-hmm. This is when he's like, I thought she would love it. Oh.
Yeah.
Because he worked hard, and he is a good dude. I just...
So anyway, mom pops in and says, hey, guest house near the hospital. That's what...
Which is a hotel.
Basically. That's what she's going to do. So, which makes sense till you have the kid.
Yep.
And then that gives Binion probably at least a month.
I think she's not even that much pregnant. Maybe she's 6 months pregnant? 5 months pregnant?
No, I think
she has 3 months to go.
But okay. It gives Binion some time.
Because you can't fly like right at the end of being pregnant.
To get things together.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
But that's a lot of money, I'm pretty sure.
But I think mom can, like, parents would do what they need to do.
The financial blanket to, like, make things right.
Yeah. Heck yeah. This daughter can't even make a goddamn bed, so she's been used to being, like,
I don't know.
Swooped in on.
That statement is totally true, obviously. Okay. I'm going to give her benefit of the doubt on that.
She said she couldn't do that.
I know she said it, but she was also pregnant, so I'm pretty sure she...
Making a bed isn't that much work.
You've been pregnant. Your belly is huge. You're reaching for things and like tucking a...
I can help.
Yeah, you can help, but you're not doing it yourself.
He didn't ask her to do it. He just asked for, hey, let's make the bed.
Oh, okay.
Because he's so nice. His face is so kind.
It is. I can't really see him getting mad.
I'm sure he does because he's a person, but... Yeah. He just has a lot... His eyes are very kind.
All right, so... That's that for this week.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for giving us some love anywhere you do shout out and reach out. And for reviews and comments.
It really does mean a lot.
It keeps us going. So tell us something.
Nice thing, please.
That is it for us today. And we will leave you with
thank you.
I can't do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
That'll never get old.
Do it live! I'll ring it and we'll do it live!
Sometimes I don't laugh, but I'm laughing inside.
Inside, in my heart. My heart is laughing.
It just makes me smile.
Hey, I'm Bill O'Reilly. So thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with
Sting! Cut off his new album.
Take it away.
Thanks, Nick.
Love you.